When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Athletico Mints. Let me start with a gentle reminder to check your guttering and drain covers for signs of blockage or deterioration following the long winter months. It could save you millions of pounds in future repair bills. Imagine if you can that you were at the counter in an American-style diner just outside Huddersfield. Aside from the retail park and council tip, you observe through the window, you really feel that you are in Riverdale, USA. You order a chili dog with fries and a Dr. Pepper ice cream soda and settle down at your table to enjoy the stateside ambience. Suddenly, a damp mushroomy man in a nylon vest and tracksuit pants dumps himself into the seat opposite you. All right, mate. Sorry about the stench. I've just shat me pants in the lorry park. I'm a regular gravy boat, Mia. Here, give us a chip. I'm busting for a spud rush. It's Andy Dawson. Oh, Mr. Spud Thief. Pants like tinned meat. Oh, Andrew. Should have used the drive-thru. Oh, Mr. Mushroom. With his gravy perfume, we hooked up on Grindr. Met in an American diner. All right, Andy, I messed that all up a bit, but...
I'll try and salvage it in the edit. It might sound all right. It might sound half decent. Hey, have you ever seen an episode of Saturday Kitchen that hasn't had a twat on it?
Andrew, that's not very nice.
I'm just saying, I don't watch it very often, but when I do, there's always at least one twat on there.
I think probably the truth is, Andy, is you're always a right grump on Saturday mornings.
Oh, right, okay.
Because you've got the kids at home or something.
I see.
So the world seems skew-whiff to you.
Yeah, I see. Trying not to fall out with the producers of Saturday Kitchen there. Because you know you can go along and get a free breakfast.
I've never been on Saturday Kitchen. Never been on
Have
it.
Have you not?
No, it always looks a bit awkward to me.
Yeah. There's too much distance between the table and the kitchen area, and I think they have to kind of shout at each other a bit.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think you're absolutely right. Nice to see you, Andrew.
Is it? Is it, though?
It is nice to see you. You look quite... You don't look as pale as normal. Have you been out jogging?
I haven't. I came in from the garden a bit earlier on. I've been picking up some... describe as dog tods.
Yeah.
From the yard.
Yeah.
So that was quite energetic.
It might just be
high blood pressure. I don't know.
Are your dogs just like drive through in the garden? You know, it's just free to come and go and tod off and come back in.
No. The thing with my dog is he's got various needs, which are to be fed, to go out in the garden for either, you know, number ones or number twos. But what he does is he just comes and stares at us for any of the needs that he has, and then I've got to try and read his mind and work out what it is that he needs. And it's a pain in the arse.
Just which of the three needs?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't suppose he'll ever decline food, so that's awkward, isn't it? Because if you offer food, it'll seem that that's what the need he wanted meeting.
Yeah. Well, he kind of gets three different major treats throughout the day, and I space them out. So he kind of comes and sort of begs for one of them sometimes, but just by staring at us. And one of his eyes goes in a slightly different direction to the other one. So it's always comical.
It's probably because he's staring at your wayward left tit and watching it rotate.
That's a nice T-shirt you're wearing today there. Just let's have a closer look. It says, hoist the mainsail.
Yeah.
And it's a little cartoon pirate on there. That's lovely.
Yeah.
From Etsy.
I got it from, I think it was called Red Bubbles or something. I've been watching that TV show, you know, The Terror. And I wanted something a little bit like nautical, you know.
Is that any good?
Yeah, it's okay. It's all okay, right. If you've got lots of hours to fill with something. It meanders along a bit, but it's got a nice atmos.
Yeah. Did you watch? I'll get round to that in 2025, probably.
Okay. I don't think you ever will. Hey, Andrew.
What?
Well, potentially good news. Listen up.
I hope so.
Steve Bruce, yeah, has got a new crime series coming out on Netflix, yeah?
Has he really? And,
yeah, the working title is Geordie Heat. Okay.
Oh, I'm already invested.
And
yeah.
The guys at Infinity Rocket Plastics have managed to hack me out an extract from the edit suite, you know, where they're putting it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I play it for you?
Yeah, go for it.
So this is Geordie Heat, Andy. It's a bit experimental.
Yeah. Right, good.
It's got a lovely soundtrack. I'll play a bit of that to start off.
Geordie Heat. Hot Geordie Nights. Hot Geordies. Geordie Heat. Ah, there you go. Right, here it is. Hello, this is Northumberland Police, Geordie Heat Squad, Constable Denise Welsh. Can I take your name, please, sir?
Yeah, this is Mr. Sting, you know, from the Massive House.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sting. How can I help you now, pet?
Well, I was out dancing at the reggae club tonight, right? And when I got back, my house had been burgled.
Oh, dear, Mr. Sting, that's awful, pet. What did they take?
Blah, they took me best, like my best medieval loot and me exercise bike.
Oh, dear. Can you tell me how they gained entry to your massive house?
Massive hammer by the look of it. My front door smashed to fuck. Mrs. Sting will probably think I forgot my key and I'll be for it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sting. What did they steal again?
Me loot and me exercise bike, for God's sake.
Okay, calm down, Mr. Sting, now. Did you notice anything unusual on your way back up your massive drive?
I did see a fella looking at me from behind a tree and he was wearing a very bright hat.
Okay, that's good. Now, would you, Mr. Sting, would you be able to come down the station and give us a description of the man with the very bright hat behind the tree on your massive drive?
No, I can't be bothered with that. I'll tell you, I'll just buy a new loot and a new exercise bike. Thanks for nothing.
Mike Ashley enters the incident room.
Right, as you all know, I'm Chief Superintendent Mike Ashley. This meeting of the Serious Crime Squad, sponsored by Sports Direct, is brought to you by Sports Direct in association with the Home Office and Sports Direct Enterprises. I'd now like to introduce you to your new boss at the Sports Direct Serious Crime Squad, Chief Inspector Steve Bruce. I'll leave it to you, Steve. I'll be in the shitter if you need me.
I thank you, Mike. Right, all of yous gather round. I'd like to introduce myself. Now, my name's Chief Inspector Steve Bruce, and I'll be heading up the Serious Crime Division from now on. I'm hoping we can all get on and have a nice time and that. So, any questions? Yes, DC Henderson.
Walsh! Yeah, I like man. Country style, you know, with a crunchy topping, like, will that still be an option? Thank you, sir. Oh, and I hope you enjoyed your day here at the studio.
Aye, don't worry, Hendo. No big changes are going to be made. I'm going to convert the first and second interview rooms into a fish and chip cum kebab shop. That's probably the only big difference you'll notice. Yes, D.I. Shelby.
Welcome on board, Inspector Bruce. I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say what a magnificent, bulbous and pulsating neck you have. It's quite beautiful, like a pillowcase full of slugs. I just wanted to check that I will still only be working the night shift, or graveyard shift, as some call it. Monster Mash!
Aye, first off, JJ, thanks for your lovely comments about me neck. Much appreciated. Obviously, in your case, I'll keep you on nights whenever possible. It's always been my philosophy to put individual needs above those of the team. Aye, right, yes, DC St. Maximum. As you know, boss, I love to investigate in a beautiful way. I love to collect evidence with flair and individuality and to submit my police reports in the form of poetry. Can you reassure me that my unique skills will not be shackled by a more pragmatic and boring style of investigation? Look, to be honest, DC St. Maximum, it's time you realise that police work is not about entertainment. It's about grinding out results through good old-fashioned coppering, walking the beat, roughing up some prozzies, slipping a tenner to a snitch, stop and search blitzes sponsored by Sports Direct. The old tried and tested tactics that, you know, occasionally get you a result. But I promise you this, Maximum, and I have no hesitation in saying this, I will be getting you a hat that can accommodate your Sports Direct headband. Thank you, boss.
Headband? Whoa, when my puppy's born, I'll call it headband and I won't stop till I reach Exmouth. Dawn of the Dead is not a bad movie.
Hear, hear. I usually watch it in my purple knickers.
Now, I've got one more thing to do. I would like to introduce you to a new member of the team. Now, first off, I have to say it is a lady.
Fuck's sake! Oh, no!
No, fuck!
That's us fucked!
Hey, calm down. Calm down. Now, she last worked with the Force some 4 years ago and built up one hell of a reputation as an interrogator. You may remember the confession by Tony the Plug Knobs. Well, it was her what got him to crack. She's a sweetheart and a hinny to boot. Please welcome onto the team, Mrs. Carol Beardsley. Come on through, sweetheart. Why don't you say a few words, pet?
Hiya, everyone. I feel as if I know some of you already through watching the Police Interceptors, Nina. I would just like to say that I am very fucking happy to be part of Geordie Squad. And remember, just because I've got fronties doesn't mean I don't pack a hook and punch. Would you mind, D.I. Bruce, if I had a quick word in your hook and ear? Right, you lot. Get yourselves down the new chippy and get a good scran on. So, what is it, Carol?
If you ever fork and call me pet or sweetheart in front of the team, I will lump you so fork on heavily that your bent fork and nose will straighten up, reversing on its fork and self and present itself as a fork and duck's beak. Is that fork and understood?
Yes, DC Beardsley. I'm very much looking forward to working with you.
You're a good lad, Steve. Now fuck off back to your office so I can get stuck into these lads.
Geordie Heat. Hot Geordie Nights. How are the squad?
Hot Geordie Nights. I like it.
Geordie Heat. So that's a new item. You know, you never know, do you, Andy?
That feels like a keeper. We do the Athletico Parsnips episodes now and again, and we listeners get a chance to send in questions and requests occasionally.
Yeah.
And we've had one that spilled over into this episode. It's from Michael Fryer, and he said, can you ask Mark Lawrenson his top 10 boxers, please? So I forwarded that request to Mark, and he sent back an MP3.
Good old
so
Mark.
I'll just play that and we'll just see what he says. I'm Mark Lawrenson, my top 10 boxes. Are you sure? My God, has it come to this? Right, here we go. Number 10, a pizza box. Number 9, a shoe box. Some nice tan brogues inside it. Number 8, that box at the end of the film, 7. Number 7, mystery box. Number six, box of Maltesers. Number five, cereal box. Number four, box of trousers. Number three, an egg box. Number two, toolbox. Have I said that already? No, a toolbox, yeah. Number one, a jukebox. There, I hope that's satisfactory. Thank you, goodbye.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go.
Not a bad list, that.
Well, he didn't sound all that enthused about it, did he? To be fair.
Well, he never does. He never does, Andy.
True.
Especially when it comes to football. But I liked, my two favourite of his choices was probably, I liked the trouser box.
Box of trousers.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I liked the mystery box. I'd like to have a look in that.
Everyone loves a mystery box until it's too late.
Andrew, I'm going to do something. I haven't got your permission. We'll see how you feel about it.
All right,
you know, I've been writing this book.
Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah. What's it about?
Well, about things like What I Did and That, you know.
Is that what it's called? What I Did and That by Bob Mortimer.
What I Did and That.
So
I thought I'd read out a little bit for Mints, you know, like an exclusive sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I chose a bit because it's got a pertinence, because it's about when I met a bloke who subsequently I became the alderman.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's slightly interesting, yeah? So just to put you in the picture, this was my first day at work as a solicitor at the town hall.
Right.
And I had to have a meeting with the town clerk.
Right.
And this is how it went. So this is, I'm reading from my book here. It's like audio book, Andrew.
Fucking
hell, okay. His office was rather grand, all wood panelling and mahogany furniture, portraits of important politicians adorning the walls, yeah? Unusually, his desk was positioned on a slightly raised area, yeah, with me seated on a lower level. So he was quite a high town clerk, Andrew.
Yeah.
That's to his credit, isn't it?
A high man, yeah.
Yeah, so this is how it went. How the fuck do I do his voice? How are you settling in, Robert? Fine, thanks. Yeah, I think I'm finding my feet. Do you have any friends or family in London, Robert? No, not really, sir. It can take time to make friends. Are you confident, lad, or more of a mouse, Robert? Somewhere in between, I lied, almost tempted to twiddle me whiskers, you know, and reach into me jacket for some pocket cheese. The council has many sporting and social clubs that might be a good place to start. What are your particular interests, Robert? Well, the law, obviously. Boring! Well, I like football. I played a lot and I support Middlesbrough. I thought you said you liked football. Are you a drinker, Robert? Yeah, I like a drink, you know, at the weekend when I haven't got any work. I drink every day, Robert. I find it a joy. I'll tell Jeff Wilson to take you out for a drink. Yes, that's what I'll do. Go out for a drink with Jeff, Robert. That's the best way to oil the wheels of friendship. Have you got anywhere to live, Robert? No, I haven't. You're saying you're homeless. And it carries on. But I just thought it was... I should stop there. I'm indulging.
Oh, that was lovely. That was the start of me... That was a tantalising excerpt.
I thought it was fun because that was where... That's how I imagine the alderman looks as well, just like this fella.
And that's called What I Did and That.
Things What... No, it's called And Away. And Away.
Is it? That's lovely.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I've been recording the audio version of it, you know, where right. you speak out.
Yeah, I know what audio is. Yeah.
It's this. It was this place in Surrey where a bloke I only know as Tony, yeah. he's got a studio in what would have been a stable block, you know. He was in some like world music band in the 70s, all right, you know. Yeah. Big gates, driveway and all that. So I parked up, Andy, and round from round the back of the house came a massive, I mean massive, like light brown coloured dog. I think they're called bull mastiffs.
Oh, yeah, proper yeah? dog, yeah.
And he's barking up the place and he stops about 10 foot in front of me. I'm scared of dogs, Andy. Mm. And he's making like a long growl, you know, like...
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite an intimidating growl, a long one, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, as growls go, yeah.
Yeah, don't you think so? And so I'm a quick thinker, Andy, you know that, don't you?
That's what I always say about you, yeah.
And I remembered I had a nice lump of pocket meat in me. In my jacket, namely a pork farm Scotch egg. So I took it out of my pocket and I tossed it just in front of this dog. And it did that it's thing nice. What dogs do, you know, where it leant down with its paws out in front of it yeah. and it like nestled the Scotch egg between its paws, started licking it.
Yeah.
And you know, nosing about with it. So I sort of took a really wide walk around him, just as a bloke appears from around the back, long hair, scruffy jumper, jeans, you know, prog rock. Look about him.
Yeah.
Says hello, tells me, is this boring you, Andy?
No, it's all right. I don't have to do much, so it's fine.
He tells me to follow him round to the studio. He's not Tony, it turns out. Right. Tony, he tells me, is on a Zoom call, Andrew.
yeah. Who isn't these days?
So, to get to the studio area, first of all, we had to go through like an indoor swimming pool. I say, oh, it's a nice pool. Tony's a lucky lad. And this bloke says to me, this prog rocker, he says you should have a swim. It's a good way to prepare for a recording session.
Definitely, yeah.
There's lots of swimming shorts in the changing room and that, and you can have a shower afterwards. Yeah, well, yeah. Do you know what, Andy? I thought, fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it, I'm going to have a swim.
Why not?
I've never had a swim in an indoor pool in an house.
Nah, when it's offered, you're on a plate like that. You've got to do it, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah, so I kept put me little trunks on, little yellow yellow shorts they were.
Yeah.
I come out of the changing room and this bloke stood there by the side of the pool and he's holding a large sort of metal model of the Chrysler building in New York in his hand, yeah?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In his other hand, he's got a large shard of glass and it's got some dirt on the end of it.
The Chrysler building's really pointy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I don't know, it's a... About a foot and a half long or something like
right,
that.
Yeah, okay.
He says, take your trankies off and lie flat on your face on the poolside, you little fat hobbit. South African fella. Well, no, Andy, he's got this shard of glass with a dirty tip. Yeah. What am I meant to do?
Just you comply.
Know? You got to, haven't you?
Yeah.
He said, do it exactly as I say or split your neck with this dirty shard. I said, can I just ask, mate, what is the dirt on the point of that shard? He said, just general dirt. Could be mud. It could be tar. I don't fucking know. I said, it looks a little bit like furniture polish. I say, he says, good call. I think you're right. Now point your arse up in the air so that it's facing the industrial light fitting on the ceiling. So I do as I'm told, right? He says, now take this model of the Chrysler building and start to slowly insert it into your butty. He gives it to me and I manage to sort of get the pointy bit in the right position. Right, feed it in very slowly and start to beatbox. So I do as I'm told, you know. And then suddenly I hear a commotion near the door. And I look up to see the bull mastiff dive at the bloke and take him to the floor. And he's followed by, oh, I now know it would be Tony. Oh, thank you, I say. He says, don't thank me, thank the dog. I says, yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, what's he called? Billy Hoops Pastry and Tomatoes. So I say, So I say, thank you, Billy Hoops, pastry and tomatoes. I say, Tony, do you think he really would have made me insert the Chrysler building fully up myself? Too fucking great. Prog rockers, you got to fucking love them. There you go. So that was, it wasn't a unident. It was one of those tales.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who could have seen that coming? Not me. That's
Did
for
I
sure.
fool you at all? Did I fool
a
you?
A little bit. For about 7 seconds, I think I was fooled. Listen, you mentioned beatboxing there. I've been doing a bit of beatboxing as well because I regret to inform you that I have done another one of my songs for this podcast.
All right, no, that's fine by
so,
me.
Let's have a little listen to that.
I assume it hasn't got a melody, yeah?
It's just a kind of a howl of anguish, if anything. But see what
you
think.
I liked you one, you know, oh, yeah, where's me shoes or something. What was it? Where's me shoes?
No, it wasn't that one.
No, oh, my name is Stan. What's
Steve,
your name?
Steve from South Shields. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. All right. Well, you might like this one just as much. It's similarly, what's the word I'm looking for? Basic. So,
yeah.
Here we go. See what you reckon. I got a limp. I got a limp. I've had it since 89. I got a limp. I got a limp. And I'm feeling pretty fine. Stairs are not a problem. I just take me time. I got a limp. I got a limp. I've got a limping state of mind. I got a limp. I got a limp. And it drives me round the bend. I got a limp. I got a limp. And I would not recommend. I'm saving up for a built-up shoe. It costs 90 quid. I've got 62. I got a limp. I got a limp. But I'll get there in the end. There it is.
Very nice, Andrew.
It's National Limp Awareness Fortnight coming up, so I've done it for that.
Is that the truth?
Do you think? Yeah. Do you think that's the worst song I've ever done?
No. Oh God, no.
Oh well, I'll take that then.
Have you been in touch with Infinities about slaughters or anything, Andrew?
I have. Yeah, that was a smooth segue. I have. The lads at Infinity Rock Plastics, they intercepted a phone conversation between Adrian Lewis and a representative of Slaughter's Restaurant. They've sent it to me as a non-fungible token.
What's one of them?
I have got literally no idea, but I've put it in my machine here and I'll press play and we'll see what happens.
Hello, Adrian Lewis here.
Hello, Mr. Lewis. It's Slaughter's Restaurant. We're taking pre-orders for our gala reopening night in a few weeks' time. Would you like to hear the menu options?
Oh, fuck. I mean, I'm on the pot at the moment, but yes, oh, yes. Please proceed.
As you wish, sir. For your starter, your choices are soft-boiled emu egg with soldiers made from strips of badger jerky.
Oh, yes, fuck, bang, bang, put in the key, start the fucking car.
Oh, you can have a selection of roasted cubes of lynx tits served on toothpicks.
Oh, what are the toothpicks made from?
Wood, sir.
Wood? Wood's a vegetable, fuck off.
No, you fuck off.
All right, get rid of the vegetables and do me three of those hot eggs with the tits stuffed in them, all right?
Very well, sir.
What about me mains? I'm cradling me belly here in me forearm, waiting for your words to provoke an eruption within it.
Oh, your first choice, sir, is locally sourced platypus chops.
Could I ask, are they locally sourced?
I just said the fucking word. They've been mechanically retrieved from an abandoned holiday camp, sir.
Very, 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 very nice location. And how will they be served?
They'll be smashed together in a bucket and served in a heap with gravy that's been laced with sump oil from Rancrags' tractor.
Oh, my knackers are pulsating so hard I can feel them bobbing on the pot water.
So fucking sorry about that.
No, don't be. It's so good, it's so good.
Oh, sir, you're going to have a COVID-secure full bat that's been slow-roasted in the pocket of Ranchags' chinos.
Oh, fuck, yes. That sounds more tender than my fucking hernia. Do the whole lot in the bucket with extra sump oil and pour it straight down my neck pipe in a fucking brass funnel.
Shall we add your dessert in with that as well, sir?
Fuck yes, just blend it all up. What is it, by the way?
Blue bottle sorbet, sir.
Oh, yes, 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 I will take the lot.
You dirty old bastard, sir.
That's where it cut off.
So, all right.
There we
looking
go.
Looking forward, he'll be looking forward to that opening, won't he, Adrian?
Gala reopening at Slaughter's. Imagine that. If only we could be invited to that. Maybe you'll be invited to it, Bob, and we'll find out what happens.
Oh, that. Dream on.
Would you like a quiz?
Yeah, I always take a quiz, Andrew. You know.
Okay. Let's have a look. I've got a quiz here. It's an old format. We've done it in the past before, but I'm calling it Moth or Not Moth.
Okay.
Very simple. I'll give you some names of species of moths. I think species is the right word. I'm not sure. You've got to tell me, is it a moth or is it not a moth? Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Number one. Chalk carpet. Moth or not moth?
Moth.
Correct. It is a moth.
Yes.
Number two. Moth 634. Moth or not moth?
Not moth.
Oh, not a moth. Correct. Number three. The two-armed bandit. Moth or not moth?
Moth.
Not.
Ah, fuck.
Get in. Number four, the powdered Quaker. Moth or not moth?
Moth.
It is a moth. Yes, finally, the obscure wainscot. Moth or not moth?
Moth.
Ah, 4 out of 5.
I did all right.
You did. Might bring that back next time, moth or not moth. Went well.
It was pretty good, wasn't it? I've had a Scottish tale delivered to me from the island.
Have you?
Did that interest you, darling?
It interests me intensely, yeah.
It's not too long. Does that help convince you?
I'm not arsed, to be honest.
Here we go with a Scottish tale. Young Morgan McLeish was that rare breed of boy with an inquiring mind and an insatiable thirst for knowledge and learning. Frustrated by the absence of books and computing on the island, he would often visit the home of Jacob Robertson, the last headmaster of the island school before it was destroyed on the orders of the laird. Jacob was a prisoner in his home. The laird had decreed that he never set foot outside it and that his only visit should be for the delivery unto him of his weekly supply of oats, oat cakes, oat bars, oat fingers. You won't believe it's not oats. Meat slices, oaty herrings and oat milk. Fortunately for Morgan, he had been tasked with making these deliveries and made use of those occasions to question Jacob on all matters pertaining to science and social history, both subjects with which Morgan had a burning fascination. He would sit transfixed as Morgan spoke of Charles Darwin, Louis Pasteur, Sir Alan Sugar. He would shuffle uncomfortably as Jacob talked of life on the island before the Lambretter scooter fell from the sky and the laird and his thugs decided to cut the island off from regular society on the mainland. But it was, of course, stories of his life on the mainland that fascinated Morgan the most. Jacob would tell him of coffee emporiums with loud whooshing machines that forced piping hot coffee through complicated pipes, requiring the owners to charge up to £5 for a cup. He would speak of consumer disposables, such as odour eaters, that were inserted into your shoe and would literally devour any smells or other unpleasantness that might arise within the shoe or boot. Best of all, he spoke of a store called
B&M, where all manner of shampoos and imported electrical fittings could be purchased side by side with pet foods and celebratory cakes. One day during such a chat, there was a knock on the door. Morgan panicked, for he knew that to indulge in discourse with Jacob was to tempt the anger of the laird.
Don't worry, young Morgan. It is just my daughter. That's just my daughter, Sarah. She visits me once a month to tend to the ulcers on my lower leg. You're free to stay. She would never sprag upon you to the laird.
Sarah entered the living room, nodded her head towards Morgan, and took off her heavy coat and weatherproof boots. Stood there in her tight cotton blouse, Morgan could immediately see that she had plenty tit to spare. Quite possibly enough to throw a shadow over an entire picnic hamper or even a couple of sleeping Labradors. Morgan felt a stirring within him and felt it best to leave the home and run off his ardour on the cliffs of Malin Cove. As he stood to leave, Sarah glanced over.
I see your personal pipework is bulging heavily, as if perhaps there is a blockage or impediment within.
Morgan blushed, but the lassie was right. His pipe had swollen and its tip was pressing hard against the penknife in his pocket. Och, no, it's just a temporary fever caused by the fireside heat. I shall be away now and wish you fair progress with your duties. Morgan opened the door, only to be immediately confronted with a hooded figure of our laird's henchman and an attack kestrel called Dronine. Morgan ran as to make an escape, but was soon felled by the sharp claws of Dronine and the heavy boot of its master. Sarah and Jacob huddled together as they heard the final screams of young Morgan's demise. But, dear listener, it was not the poisoned beak of Dronine that killed him, but rather his first sight of the henchman as he lowered his hood, for he had the face of Matt Hancock.
The face of Matt Hancock! The face of Matt Hancock!
Scottish Tales is brought to you from beyond the mainland on the island. So
lovely.
There's something, Andy.
Lovely. Is that everything?
Yeah, did you watch Salvage Hunters for me? I can't remember whether you did
or
not.
You kept insisting I watched it. I watched an episode of it yesterday. It was perfectly enjoyable, yeah?
You enjoyed it?
It's all right, yeah. Yeah. I'll watch it again.
You'll watch it again?
I don't understand why you were so insistent that I watch it, but yeah, it was pretty good. Anything else you've been watching? I tell you what, 24 Hours in Police Custody's back on Monday.
Oh, lovely. Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you for that.
Yes.
You got Line of Duty on Sunday, I think.
Me and my son's been working our way through the whole thing. We're up to a Series 4 at the minute, so we'll have to wait.
Well, that's better, isn't it? You can watch them in a block.
Yeah. We're binging on it, I think they say. It doesn't get any better than The Wall with Danny Dyer for me on a Saturday evening.
I know, you do love that show. You love it, don't you?
Fantastic bit of telly, absolutely.
Me mate Paul Whitehouse loves it. Well, I watched Your Honour with Bryan Cranston, you know, from Breaking Bad.
Any good?
It's all right. You know, it's okay.
That's almost disappointing when it's just all right,
isn't it? It's all right, you know.
Yeah. Before we go, I'm thinking of an animal's backside. Can you guess what it is?
Yeah, can I just please have, is it UK worldwide or can you give me...
Worldwide. It's found around the world.
Found around the world.
Also found in the UK, I believe.
Can I have one more clue?
A clue?
I'm going to ask it. No, is it a low, medium or high?
That's tricky. I'm going to say medium. But I'll also say, I'm glad that it's moving away from me.
Okie doke, thank you for that. But it's worldwide.
It can be found around the world, yeah.
I think you're looking at a Rottweiler.
Nah, it's grizzly bear.
Oh, Andy, fuck off. What, you get grizzly bears in the United Kingdom? You get grizzly...
Get in Scotland, don't you?
Oh, you... I would have known it was a bear. I thought it was going to be a mouse, actually. That's why I thought I was looking at a very low. So I thought it might have been a mouse.
Why would I be happy that a mouse was running away from me?
Yeah, but
I'm not fucking bothered about a mouse.
don't claim victory over that because you've misled me. You've lied to me. Grizzly bears.
What, do you not remember that grizzly bear called Hercules that used to live in Scotland and it went on the run? In about 1980. Do you not remember that?
Hercules doesn't make the grizzly bear an indigenous species. Look, thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
thanks for everyone. Thanks
for your lovely song, Andrew.
Yeah, everyone, stay safe and stay strong.
See ya.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.